Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Mem Beis, Avodah Zarah 42b, pagination is 84. We'll start at the middle of the page, the middle of the line, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Hamotze Kelim, a person finds vessels, Va'alehem, and upon them is Tsuras Chama, a depiction of the sun, Tsuras Levana, a depiction of the moon, Tsuras Darkon, a depiction of a dragon, Darkon, dragon. Yolichem Liam HaMelach, he's not allowed to benefit from it. He has to place it in a method of disposal that it's not going to be used. The expression was, put it in the Dead Sea. Now, the concern over here is that these images were for Avodah Zarah, for idol worship. And if it's true that this item is an idol and that the picture on it is designating the item in that function, then indeed we're not allowed to use it. We encountered in the previous session, if it's found broken and you're finding the shards of it, so then it's possible that the owner discarded it and no longer worships it, did an act of bittul upon it, and it would be permitted. But now you're finding it intact, and this is the concern, because the sun, the moon, the dragon, these are things that were worshipped, and it's considered an idol. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Sha'ala mechubadim asurim. It depends upon what type of vessel you're finding this icon. If it's on something honorable, then it's going to be forbidden because it's associated with idol worship. Sha'al ha-mevuzim mutarim. But if it's on something that's very mundane, that's disgraceful, then it's going to be permitted because the thing is not being worshipped. It might be a reminder of something that's worshipped, but it itself is not being worshipped. In Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Se'if Gimel Yoredeya, this idea of making a distinction between Mechubadim and Mevuzim is brought. Imakele Mechubadim, if it's honorable vessels, Asurim, it's forbidden, Shevayanasu L'Shem Elilim, it's certainly meant for idol worship. But if it's disgraceful, mutarim shalonasu ela lenoy, you could assume that it's just ornamental. Here's an example of something that's honorable. Sha'al hashiraim, it's on the cloths. Unizamim v'tabas, on rings, that's dignified. And you have to be concerned that it is an idol or it's used in idol worship. Umevuzim, but what does it mean, disgraceful? So one of the items here is koso sheshosim bohem, cups that are used to drink, mundane stuff. So if you would have a mug and it would have some sort of picture on it, we're not assuming that that's worshipped or used for worship, that's purely ornamental. On the word darkon, which we translate as dragon, Rashi tells us, dome lenochosh, similar to a snake. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, we get a little bit better of a translation or explanation. Darkon, the Shulchan Aruch writes, v'hu dome lenochosh, it's similar to a snake. V'yesh kimin snapirin ben perek chulyos shabetzavar. It has something that appears to be fins between the joints of its neck. So it's a snake, and it has some sort of fins coming out where you would estimate the neck to be, and that's protruding by its joints. Now, none of this should mean that there is such a thing as a dragon in real life. It could very well be a totally mythical character. Nevertheless, this is what they encountered in the world of idol worship, and therefore, this is what they were dealing with, whether it's real or not. The sun and moon are real. This dragon thing, who knows, who cares? It could be that cultures just saw different sea creatures and created the evil one, the one that breathes fire and destruction. And indeed, we find in different cultures, some cultures have that the dragon has scales, very scary looking. Some of them have feet. Some of them have wings. And again, as I mentioned, the breathing fire in some cultures. But if we're looking at the dragon that Chazal encountered in the world of idol worship that they were familiar with, it's presented as a nachash, a snake, which presumably has a smoothish skin, but it has fins, no mention of scales, fins coming out of it. And that's what made it distinctive. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.